Hi, this is Eric Greb, Senior Associate Editor of Neurology Reviews. I'm speaking with Dr. Rishi Gupta, Associate Professor of Neurology at Emory University School of Medicine in Atlanta, Georgia. At the 2012 International Stroke Conference, Dr. Gupta said that, on the basis of his study, CT perfusion may not improve the selection of patients with acute ischemic stroke for endovascular reperfusion therapies compared with non-contrast CT. We're going to talk about his findings now. Dr. Gupta, in your retrospective study, the mean time between CTP and reperfusion was 223 minutes, and the mean time between non-contrast CT and reperfusion was 175 minutes. Why do you think CTP is associated with a longer time to reperfusion?
Mainly because of three factors. The first is the time of image acquisition. The second is the time to interpret the images by a radiologist and the stroke service when they see the patients. And then lastly is when interventional individuals are actually called in or activated. So when the interventional team is activated, can be delayed at the time of when the image is acquired. So we think what happens is with the non-contrast CT group, the interventionalists are activated much sooner. With the CT perfusion group, the interventionalists may be activated after acquisition of the CTP images.
Now, you cited a study showing a 12% reduction in the probability of a good outcome for every 30 minutes elapsed.
Uh-huh.
Why did the patients who had been selected by CTP have similar outcomes to those selected by CT, even though they received treatment nearly 50 minutes later?
So part of that may be a selection bias, where patients who were selected by CTP had better imaging characteristics, meaning less tissue that was irreversibly damaged. So that group may have been super selected to go for catheter-based procedures, whereas the non-contrast CT group tends to be less specific, and there may be a higher proportion of patients who have areas of injury that are irreversible or larger areas of injury. But the premise of the study was to show that to use CT perfusion sort of as first-line selection criterion, you may need many, many more patients to find a benefit. And so the number needed to select may be very, very high. That was sort of the exploratory analysis nature of the study.
Do the differences between CT or CTP and time to treatment persist at high-volume medical centers?
So that is a great question. So we actually had a separate presentation on higher volume endovascular centers that do more than 50 procedures annually versus less than 50 procedures annually. And the centers that have high volumes, even in those centers, the utilization of CTP led to significant time delays. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't due to volume. But having said that, the one challenge with this is I think we need to hone in on why the delays are actually occurring and actually study specifically these steps. Is it due to imaging time, interpretation, or activation of systems? And that's sort of the next phase of studies going on.
Why did patients selected through non-contrast CT have significantly higher NIH stroke scale scores and a higher probability of having diabetes or carotid terminus occlusions?
So I think the reason they had higher NIH stroke scales is probably due to the clinicians, when they saw the patients, the pre-test probability of them having a clot was very high, and they decided to forego advanced imaging modalities and go right to the cath lab. Whereas lower NIH stroke scale patients, I think there was a bias towards probably getting more advanced modality imaging to ensure that the patient did have a clot that was treatable. The diabetes, it wasn't statistically significant. There was a trend towards higher number of diabetics in the non-contrast CT group, but that wasn't significant. And the carotid terminus occlusions probably is a reflection of the higher NIH stroke scales.
Okay.
Those are patients with higher night stroke scales.
What could be gained by conducting a prospective study comparing CT and CTP in a larger cohort of patients?
So that, to me, is the ultimate question. I think the field of endovascular stroke interventions, we need to find sort of the least common denominator to select a patient to go for endovascular reperfusion treatments. So I liken it to cardiology, where an EKG is a simple, easy test to make a decision. And in order for the field to impact the care of more patients, we need to simplify processes. So if indeed a non-contrast CT is sort of the bare minimum needed to achieve good outcomes, that would be a simple protocolizable way of doing this. So I think what we need is a standard protocol to select patients. And if that can be done with a non-contrast CT, that would be optimal because it's readily available in many, many hospitals.
Now, your study did not examine MRI.
Yep.
Do you think MRI would be a better tool for endovascular decision-making than CT or CT perfusion?
So we just submitted a manuscript for review with comparing CT, CT perfusion, and MRI. It's currently under review, so unfortunately I can't go over all the results. But the one thing we do know is that there is a longer time delay to obtain MRIs at hospitals. Some of the recent studies have shown almost 2.5 to 3-hour time delays to obtain an MRI. And secondly, the availability of MRI at most hospitals in this country is not practical for acute stroke interventions.
Thank you for your time, Dr. Gupta.
Thank you.
This is Eric Greb, Senior Associate Editor of Neurology Reviews. Thanks for listening.